Even now, under the foot of the Romans, they live suffering. And he sings a song of hope, of freedom. And I think sometimes we find ourselves in a position, and maybe at the end of one year and the start of another is a good time to reflect on that position of what has gone in the past and what there is for the future, of what we will take with us from the past into the future that God is calling us to. Will we take the pain and the suffering and the hardship with us? Or will we take with us the promises and presence of God throughout that pain and hardship? Will we move forwards in fear that things might remain the same, or in hope that God can make a change? And you know what? The sort of change that Zechariah and Mary both were looking for is not the sort of change that Jesus bore. And we don't get to choose what sort of change would come. In fact, the pain of living under the yoke of the Romans, it only got worse. You may well know, by AD 70, there had been a rebellion, and eventually the Romans stormed back into Jerusalem and destroyed the temple, and no longer could God's people worship there as they had. On one side, things seemed to get much, much worse. But we know that the light had come into the darkness and the world would never be the same. So, let me try and draw my thoughts to a close, because I don't know where I am anymore or what's going on. There are two things that I think I want us to take and think about this morning. The first is to stand in this moment and maybe take a bit of time to evaluate what has happened over the last year and what God is calling us into in the year to come. What do you hold on to? What will you discard? What hope do you have for the coming year? Some of you will have received by email a spiritual review. It's a really simple bit of paper with a series of questions and thoughts on it that will help you to think about what God has been doing in your life over the past year and what he might want to do in the year to come. If you haven't got one of those by email, there are some on the table at the back. Please pick one up and just spend some time thinking and praying into what things how God has been at work and how he wants to be at work in you. And maybe the other thing to think about this morning is more particularly what God is calling you to. If you are to be his prophet in 2024, where is he calling you to go and what is he calling you to say? How is he calling you to speak his words, to prepare the way? What part of your life does he want to be at work in? I do not often set New Year's resolutions myself. I don't know if you do. I'm mostly pretty cynical about them. I've never set one that I managed to keep past about February, which is maybe why I've given up. But maybe there is something you can resolve to do in 2024 that will help you to move forwards in your relationship with God. Maybe to listen more closely to him. Maybe to have the courage to speak his words when you have heard them. I wonder what you might need to resolve to do. I'm just going to finish by reading the last couple of verses from Zachariah's song to you again, and once I've done that, Jenny's going to come and lead us in prayer. The rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the path of peace.
Good morning. Being Christ-centered is one of our values here at Whitley Bay Baptist Church. We believe in the authority